Yeah, I think so. And not necessarily for just Filipino communities. I think it's where a lot of communities have been set on the margins and kind of underrepresented, and to a degree intentionally and maliciously in history books. Filipino communities, Latino communities, African American communities, women, LGBTQI, like all these communities have kind of been put off to the side in terms of their contributions to history. And like in history, it's usually given through a particular lens, and it's usually through a dominant society lens. And I think it's kind of critical, and it's important for history classes, English classes, any curriculum that's educating, brown youth, black youth, youth of color, to kind of bring that history forward, that there's these alternate histories too, that need to be exposed.